Hey everybody, welcome to the Ground Effect Podcast, where we dive into the heart of Formula One, bringing you the latest news, insider analysis, and sharing our thoughts on the motorsport we love. So come and join us, G and Mick, as we look forward to what promises to be an exciting 2025 Formula One season. G'day race fans, off to another street circuit this week, this time in the form of the Singapore Grand Prix. Looking forward to it. It's another circuit that can bite you in the backside if you get things wrong. Can Max Verstappen make it three in a row? And can the McLaren boys, Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris, bounce back and take control again? Mick, looking forward to this week. A big one, night race, humidity, possible storms, a lot going on.
Yeah, man. Hot, steamy, wet and physical. Just the way we like it. man, it's shaping up to be a very interesting weekend, man. Like you said, I think, can the McLaren boys bounce back and take control of this championship? Or are Red Bull the real deal now with their new upgrades?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? We've come off two low downforce circuits where the Red Bull has looked pristine, well, particularly Max Verstappen. And the McLaren boys, well, they've struggled just a tad. Well, based on last year's results, McLaren, they do pretty damn well here. Lando had an outstanding win over 20 seconds over Max Verstappen and Oscar Piastri in third. The tyres, looks like they're bringing the same compounds, the C3, C4, C5. Last year was predominantly a one-stop race. And coincidentally, it was actually, I think, the first Singapore race where we didn't get a safety car.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to see the same again because the pit stop loss from pit entry to pit exit plus the pit stops around nearly 30 seconds. So it just makes a two-stop too risky, unless the whole field's going to do it, which I don't think you will. Like you said, same tyres, man, and I think it'll be, you'll see the guys up the front running the medium, switch onto the hards, and then you may see some guys in the midfield to the back running the hards to try and stretch the stint and hopefully get a safety car. But like you said, there was no safety car last year, and I'm predicting probably the same because of all the red flag carnage we had last time out.
Nah, we're getting more, mate. I have the feeling that this weekend we're going to see a lot of red flags and plenty of safety car action.
Well, it is going to be wet, man. It's going to be wet, sticky. It's one of the most physical circuits for the drivers of the year. So,
well, let's start off with Red Bull. Max going for his third win in a row. He was looking pretty sharp out just over the weekend at the Nordschleife with that Ferrari GT3. I mean, if you're Ferrari fans, do you cheer for that? Because you haven't had a lot to cheer about this year, of course. And Yuki Tsunoda, he'll be looking to bounce, well, not bounce back, just to build on that good result last time out in Baku.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yuki, man, Yuki's just, he should be coming in with some confidence. And like you said, man, he needs to build on what he's done because I think he's only scored points in the last two out of the last four races. We know what Max can do. Max is going to extract the maximum. This is going to be interesting, man. We're going to start to see where Red Bull's really at. Like I said, they brought that new floor and it seemed to turn the car on, but they were in the low downforce configuration. We're now going to a circuit where it's high downforce, like Max. So we're going to see if these upgrades have really, truly turned this car around. I'm not too sure. I still think the McLaren boys have the stronger car. And traditionally, this is a circuit that Red Bull struggle at. They're not really the best around here. It's going to be an interesting one for Red Bull.
Yeah, the floor upgrade is going to be super interesting to see if they can definitely unlock that pace in the higher downforce car. But what I'm really interested in is Yuki Tsunoda. Good performance last time out. He needs to build on that and continue through the rest of the season if he wants to save himself in that Red Bull seat.
What he did in Baku, that's the standard. That is what you need to achieve every single weekend. Now rumors come out this week that he could possibly be shift over to Aston Martin. And we've mentioned before with the Honda tie up, but now because Drugovich has decided he's going to go full time in Formula E as he was Aston Martin's full time reserve driver. So that opens up a reserve driver role. And if he doesn't start stringing these type of weekends that he had in Baku together, this could be the out that Red Bull are looking for to move him on and then start moving the pieces of the puzzle, which we've discussed over and over and over again.
Oh, man, there's plenty of pieces to the puzzle because if you believe in what Ralf Schumacher said over the weekend regarding that, Lawson is potentially out, Tsunoda's potentially out, and they're going to bring in Lindblad and Alex Dunn.
I mean, Ralf Schumacher, man, just keeping himself in the headlines, right?
I think a lot of people are also forgetting the reserve driver role as well, because, I mean, what is the update with Iwasa?
Yeah.
And we know his tie-up with Honda. You know, we don't need to go into the Honda leaving Red Bull. We understand all that. So there is definitely still a reserve role seat as far as what I can see, because I don't think Iwasa is locked in for even 2026, is he, with Red Bull?
No, no. Now, Dragovic is gone. There's the Honda tie-up, and we always said Yuki with Honda.
Yeah.
You know, that's generally the tie-up. If he, like I said, if he can't get his shit together, Red Bull could really use that opportunity now to go, right, well, you go with Honda. Aston Martin need a reserve driver.
Yeah.
Off you go. And then you bring, like, obviously, Iwasa, like you said, he could stay as their reserve driver. Then you bring Lindblad in or Alex Dunn, either one. And Helmut Marko's come out and said that it could be a good time for Hadjar to make the move with the new regulations. So that's, man,
Red Bull circus, there's a lot of moving parts.
It's just a circus.
Because it'll be interesting. I mean, he's come out and said they want to make the announcement by, I think, the Mexican Grand Prix weekend.
Yeah.
If Yuki starts nailing some really good performance from here on out, so there's a few races to go until that point. Lawson does a good job. Hadjar does a good job. I mean, if you sit back and you're Mekis, why don't we keep Lindblad in F2 for one more season? It'd probably do him some good.
Yeah.
And just keep the status quo as it is. And then if Yuki can't perform in the new red car for next year, then you could always just make that easy promotion of Hadjar or Lawson up, depending on who's performing better at the time.
Yeah, so, but then on the flip side of that, would you rather give Hadjar or Lawson the full 3 preseason tests? Because it is the new regulations and it is a completely different car. Like, say the regulations were staying the same. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
Keep it like that, 100%. But I think with the new regs, it's going to be a completely different driving style to how they're driving the cars now. And there's going to be a lot of focus on the ERS and the way they use their energy and all that sort of stuff. So I think you would be better off putting Yuki back with either Liam or Hadjar, either one, and promoting one of those two boys up and give them the 3 full preseason tests.
No, that's a good point. Makes a lot of sense, but sometimes Red Bull, you know, you have to wonder.
This is the thing, right?
See how it goes. Interesting. Yeah. McLaren, okay, so Oscar Piastri, come on, mate. Like, please let Baku be that one-off banana skin. Never happens again. Lando will be kicking himself. He really didn't maximize that weekend, what he should have got out of it. Yep. So it's going to be intriguing to see these guys battling back out. I'm an ingredient. I think we see the McLaren boys, if they don't win, they're back on the podiums at least. I think Lando Norris will take a lot of confidence knowing that he can perform well here with that awesome win in 2024. Oscar, it'll be interesting to see how he bounces back those 2 mistakes, the false start, then putting into the wall. The whole weekend really was very, very scrappy and on both sides of the garage. But this is a good test for Oscar. Everyone in the F1 community, generally, we see him as unflappable, doesn't get flustered, but there must be a little bit of pressure on him coming off what happened in Baku.
Oh, yeah, look, there'll be pressure on him, no doubt, to not have another scrappy weekend. It's a big one for McLaren. I think it's going to be a return to form. Like I said, now we've gone back to those higher downforce configurations. I think McLaren are going to go back to the top. It's just going to be interesting to see how close that Red Bull will be. Did you see at the end of qualifying, Oscar was in the media pen and he was watching Lando do his qualifying lap?
No.
Oh, man, he was sitting there and he was watching it. And obviously the camera's focusing on him. He's in the media pen, right? And you could see, man, he's just like, it was almost like he's trying not to look happy or laugh or smile. And then when he saw Lando didn't get the job done, he kind of sort of just went, all right, bro, you're not going to beat me this year. But like you said, Lando smashed him here last year. Mm. But I think we've seen a different Oscar too this year. You won't see the same scrappy weekend from both drivers.
Did we get team orders?
Whoa.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it, Zach. Don't do it.
Andreas. I don't think so.
Stella,
I
don't think, Brown, don't think so. Pull out any team order shenanigans this week.
They're going for their third slope pit stop in a row too. So that very well could come into play. But traditionally, Norris is going to come out of the blocks flying, right? And then Oscar will just build slowly.
I love that at Singapore, coming off Baku and what happened at Baku, because Singapore, again, it's just another one of those tracks where it's risk and reward. Take a little bit more and really improve your time, but just that little bit over and it's going to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, and we've seen when Oscar has a bad weekend, he bounces back pretty damn well the next race. So I'm expecting probably the same.
Piastri over Lando this week then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was watching his face, man, and I could see his brain just ticking over. And then when he saw Lando couldn't get the job done when the pressure was on, he was kind of like, he sort of went.
That was in qualifying though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then what happened in the race? False yeah. start in the wall. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. I mean, I get what you're saying.
That still can happen. But I think mentally, I think Oscar saw that when the pressure's on between those two, I think he knows he's got Lando's number.
Right, Mercedes. George Russell, I mean, didn't he end up in the medical center here last year after the race?
Yeah, and he's been crook too, so he's going to be knackered.
So what do you think of Mercedes' chances here this weekend?
Man, they traditionally go okay here. They're going to go all right again. I think we're going to see the same thing from Russell, man. We're going to see nothing from him all weekend. And he's either going to be on the podium or he's going to be there or thereabouts.
The maximum extractor.
Yeah. In terms of Kimi, I think it's the same, man.
Well, it's a big one for Kimi.
Yeah.
Because it's just, a little bit like...
keep building on your result from last time out. We're at that stage now where the Constructors' Championship is becoming... the fight is becoming critical. Both cars need to be ahead of each other. George is going to do okay. Antonelli, it's going to be a pretty tough weekend, I think, purely because it's going to be wet. It's going to be stinking hot. That track is bumpy and physical, man. So it's going to be a baptism of fire for him there. But I think Mercedes will do okay here.
All right, Ferrari. Big winners out just over the weekend with Max. But on all serious note, pretty terrible weekend out in Baku. I mean, what was a P8, P9? And then obviously there was that little debacle of the team orders and whatnot.
It's a danger weekend for them, man.
Yeah.
It's danger, bro, because, again, that constructor's battle is super important and it's super tight. Circuit is so bumpy, right? And we've seen ride height issues for that car. And if you can't run that car low, it's struggle streak. But then you go back to previous results, man. They've had 5 or 6 podiums here since 2017. So they've traditionally gone well. The main thing is they got to tidy up qualifying. That qualifying last time out in Baku was shit. They definitely had the speed for both cars to be, one of them be on the front row, both of them in the top four, easy. I don't know if they're going to have the pace this weekend, purely because how bumpy and physical that circuit is on the cars. I don't know if they're going to have to do it. It's going to be a tough weekend for Lewis. Obviously, we've seen all the reports with his dog, Roscoe. That's going to be on his mind. It could be a bit of a motivating factor for him. Who knows? Look, we know Charles is going to be a demon in qualifying. When you go to the race trim, Charles seems to use his tyres up fairly quickly. I'm actually worried for Ferrari, man, for the rest of this year. They've got to be careful because if Mercedes have a couple of good weekends together, mate, and Red Bull is not too far behind them either.
Red Bull's a bit of a dark horse for P2, particularly with this floor upgrade, because if it does do what obviously they're aiming for it to do, particularly with the circuit this week in Singapore.
Yeah, well, these next 2 weekends are going to tell us where they're at, right?
Yeah, if you're a Ferrari fan, it's a tough one, isn't it? You start off the season with a bit of promise, a lot of hype, and it just sort of fizzles away. But surely they're in for a big one. I mean, the tide needs to turn. It's a Ferrari.
Yeah, but I don't think this is the circuit to do
it.
Not the circuit. Purely because of how bumpy it is, man, and the ride height issues that car's faced. Even when they brought the rear suspension upgrades, the floor upgrades, everything, they still have this ride height issue where you can't get that car low enough. It doesn't get in that window. The thing's terrible.
Williams.
Hey.
On the podium last time out with Carlos. Albon will be looking to turn things around. What do you think with Williams' chances? Because earlier in the season, they had the problems. They had some cooling issue problems, but you think they would have got on top of that. You know, you assume they're not going to have those same problems here this week.
Yeah, well, this is the issue, right? This is my only concern. We hope they've got on top of those issues, but it's hot, man. Cooling is going to be massive here. Carlos, man, he's going to be coming in full of confidence, 100% off that stonker of a weekend in Baku. He's actually won here and had got a couple of podiums here, so he seems to go all right. Obviously, he was in a Ferrari. Alex, man, Alex, I think, has only finished one race in 3 years here. So he's definitely going to be looking to turn that around. I don't, again, it's another one bit similar to Ferrari, man. I don't know because cooling is such a big issue here.
I guess the good thing is with the cooling is because it's a high downforce circuit, you're not going for top end speed. So
you can open them right
up. Open it up a bit for sure. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. I guess it would be a little bit of a worry for them because they have, I mean, if you look at all the teams, they've been the team with the most power unit problems, haven't they?
Yeah.
Over the season. But yeah, you're right. Albon, he needs to turn things around a little bit. He hasn't really had the best outings in Singapore. And we know that P5 in the Constructors' Championship is still extremely tight. Yeah. And speaking of tightness, VCarb right behind them. They're not too far off the pace. Liam Lawson, Isaac Hadjar. Happy birthday, Isaac, 21 years old. Doing a lot more with your life than I think what we're doing as 21-year-olds. But I mean, look, they'll be stoked with what happened in Baku. Obviously, career best performance from Liam Lawson. He was our driver of the day. Isaac, even a pretty decent outing. Very disappointed with his qualifying effort, of course. Mate, I think they're on for another big one here, eh? B-Car, but they just feel like that the mid-pack team that just they've got some ascendancy about them.
They're nipping at the heels of Williams now. If you look back throughout the season, traditionally the high downforce circuits, they've done okay. They're both looking good for points. They both have hit their straps now. Liam's hit a bit of form. Hajar's doing Hajar things. I think they're in for double points. And again, that adds more pressure to Williams. They're nipping at the heels. And I think, yeah, if you look at the last couple of races, it's nip and tuck between them and Williams for sure.
Yeah, big one here for Liam Lawson, because if he can get another good result here, I just think it takes so much pressure off for the rest of the year. He's just in an ascendancy, and it just firms that definitely belongs in Formula One for next year.
Like you said, if he gets another decent result here ahead of Hajar, starts to put a little bit of pressure on Hajar, and we'll get to see how he handles that pressure. Look, we know he's got amazing mental toughness, and he bounces back after he has an off or puts it in the wall or has a bad session or whatever. He can bounce back really easy, but teammate pressure is a completely different thing.
Yeah, so a good point. And he's had, he's had it all his way for the start of the season. So when it does turn, how does a driver bounce back from that? And, you know, it'd be interesting to see.
Lawson's man's in a bit of form now, so he needs to capitalize on that.
Let's go, Liam. Okay, so Aston Martin. We know about Aston and their problems with the lower downforce, sort of the Spa. You know, they haven't really been that competitive the last couple of weekends. Alonso's probably been dragging the most out of it. Stroll has been just underwhelmingly consistent. They're going to turn a corner this week. I have a feeling there's going to be a good performance out of either one of them.
They'll be much better here, man. That car, definitely 1,000 times better in high downforce trim. They need double points this weekend. They're slowly slipping back down that ladder in the constructors, and I think they'll be looking at this weekend as, right, we knew we were going to struggle in the low downforce stuff. Now we're back in our wheelhouse. Alonso, man, is going to do Alonso things, man. But I have a feeling we'll see them both to Q3 this weekend. Ooh. So a big bounce back.
Big bounce back. Big bounce back for Aston Martin.
Well, that car, we've seen it. That car, how strong it is, man. When you throw the wings on it and all the downforce, the thing comes alive, man. It's a completely different car.
Haas, what are their chances? Because I just don't really have much to say about them anymore. The broken trend.
now we don't know.
One good weekend, one bad weekend. Now I'm completely lost. I have no idea whatsoever. I have a prediction. Ollie Bearman is, just for some reason, he's going to get tied up with a yellow flag, or there's going to be something going on. And he may make contact. He's still, you know, super tight on the penalty points.
Yep.
I don't know. I just have a bit of a feeling. Have a little feeling.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll break the trend again and they'll go better here than they did last time out. Again, they're another team that seems a little bit happier in the higher downforce trim. You look at their last sort of few races here, they've sort of been in and around that 10th place. So one of them possibly could sneak in into Q3. A
sneaky point on the table.
Ollie, like you said, man, Ollie just... Bro, no banging wheels, no speeding under yellows or...
Best behaviour, Ollie.
Yeah, best behaviour. Ocon, man, Ocon needs a good result, man, because he's only scored 1 point in the last 6 races. So he'll be looking for a strong weekend. And I think, they'll be a little bit happier in that downforce, higher downforce trim.
Alpine, stronger performance this week.
Do we bother?
Franco Colapinto still, you know, under immense amounts of pressure. And again, you know, like we just said, Singapore is one of those tracks. He can find a wall pretty easy. He has a tendency to be finding walls. He found a wall last time out in Baku as well. He needs a huge one because it's just like he just hasn't been able to string back to back. So this may be a bit of a turning point race for Franco. Like if he nails it here, I think he'll be fine. But if he gets it wrong...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Briatore is his patience will be at the limit.
Well, we don't know. 1 minute, Briatore hates him. Briatore loves him. Briatore hates him. Like we said, we haven't heard much this week from Briatore. So if you're right, if he has another shock or he puts it in the wall.
All right. What's the chances of due to safety cars or weather, Gasly's running up high, Colapinto's down the back, Crashgate 2025?
Gonna have to throw another few teams into that crash gate. Look, if you look at Gasly's done relatively okay around here, man. He's been in the points here a few times. So for whatever reason, he likes the track. Mixed conditions, certainly, I think, puts him in the picture. Colapinto, man, we're at that stage, like we said, two races ago. Like, he's done okay since coming back from the break.
Mm.
So he needs to continue either out-qualify or out-race his teammate.
Yeah, be simple.
That's his job, man. There's
keep it clean,
else.
Keep it out of the wall.
Yeah, take the mixed conditions out. They'll be bottom dwellers. Throw the mixed conditions in. I think with Gasly, definitely could be in with a shout with points, but I'm not expecting them
they
to be
luck.
In the points.
They need weather, luck, perfect
strategy. I'm not expecting them to be in the points.
And onto the final team. I don't even want to make them the final team.
I don't know why we did this.
I just completely forgot about them. Stake, Sauber, Bordoletto, Hülkenberg. Pressure's on Hülkenberg. He needs to start, you know, turn his form around.
Yeah, starts on Saturday.
We made a bit of a joke that he hit his Everest with the podium and Silverstone, and he's basically gone into Kimi Räikkönen mode.
Yeah.
Collecting the paycheck. But yeah, it's a Saturday. It's qualifying. He just has not nailed. Bordoletto, keep going strength to strength. Not the greatest race out last time out, but I think that was probably the maximum the car was able to achieve, really.
Yeah.
What do you think? Higher trim?
Yeah, I reckon they'll go all right here, man.
Yeah.
Again, like, they're a team, let's call them a midfield team, that they've shown pretty decent versatility, man, over a whole bunch of different races now. Downforce, high downforce, medium downforce. They can now qualify. They'll go all right. Especially Hulk. Hulk qualifying, man, has been his Achilles heel. So yeah, if he can tidy that up, I have no doubt, man, both of them definitely in Q2, possibility Q3. And then you throw the mixed conditions in. Hülkenberg, we've seen he loves the wet, but I reckon they'll go all right.
One of the drivers in the top 10?
Yeah.
Okay, breaking out the crystal ball, the tea leaves, the tarot cards and all that stuff. Bit of astrology on the side there as well. Predictions. Who are your top three and who's the guy that, you know, let's come up. Who's the guy that's going to outperform and who's going to have the smooth brain moment? There's a lot to think about.
Smooth brain moment. I'm going to give it this time.
I can read your mind. Man, I was going to say that. I was like, just thinking, I can read your mind. It's going to be Lance Stroll.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lance Stroll. Driver to outperform. I'm going to say Alex Albon this time. He's going to break the voodoo. He's going to have a stonker of a weekend. But my top three overall, I'm going to say Oscar's going to regain the momentum.
Ooh.
I think Max is going to finish second and Lando is going to finish third. But Saturday is going to be key.
Top three. It's going to be Max Verstappen. He's going to make it three in a row. Charles Leclerc in second and George Russell third. The McLarens, they're going to come a gutser. They're going to take each other out.
That's a big call.
So that is going to be my smooth brain moment. And the smooth brain goes to Lando Norris. And the guy that's going to outperform in the machinery and be a little bit of a surprise. I did like Albon. I definitely liked Albon, but I'm going to go with Lance Stroll. He's going to top 10 it. And pick up a point somewhere. So that's where I'm heading. And we'll see what happens. I mean, it is Singapore. Well, for those watching, we'd love to hear your thoughts on who you think is going to take out this week's Singapore Grand Prix. I think it's going to be a cracker. Michael thinks there's going to be no safety cars and we're just going to go into a boring processional one-stopper.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm thinking the McLaren boys are going to come together and there's going to be all hell breaks loose and we're going to have a big weekend and plenty to talk about on the Monday. So, final thoughts, Mick.
Like I said at the beginning, man, let's see, is Red Bull the real deal? Have these upgrades now brought them back into the fight? And I think Saturday is going to be the best part of the weekend. I think Saturday, man, is going to be an absolute rip snorter, mainly because of track evolution. We're probably going to have mixed conditions, so might throw the grid up. Something is going to happen, and we're going to have a shitload to talk about in the review.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And if you like the content, like and subscribe. And if you don't, your favorite driver is never going to win a world championship. We'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one.